Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback. We highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils of Southwest Manitoba and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. Turtle Mountain Reserve. L.W. Hirschmer here, former Divisional Indian Agent. I'm 73 now, remembering some interesting times as Canada took over the West. In 1882, for example, I was asked by Sir John A. himself to investigate a complaint around the Turtle Mountain Indian Reserve, IR-60. I was stationed in Bertle, supervising Indian agents on 13 reserves. What's an Indian agent? He's a federal government-appointed boss for a reserve, always a non-Indigenous man who controls most everything on the reserve. They hand out treaty tokens and, importantly, make sure reserve residents show their pass when leaving and returning, so as to know at all times how they interact with new settlers. That's why I was sent to Turtle Mountain. Sir John received a letter from 47 new settlers who expressed discomfort with a tiny reserve being established near Old Deloraine. The Prime Minister, who knew my father, by the way, wanted a report on the fuss down there. The settlers complained that the Sioux threatened them while gathering wood from the mountain, that their wives were fearful, with no police, army, or Indian agent there. They wanted the reserve moved. My investigation found the Turtle Mountain Reserve was doing very well under the leadership of Hadamani. Having broken 35 acres with one yoke of oxen, they were building excellent houses and were keen to get along with their settler neighbors. The mountain offered them excellent hunting and fishing, so other than a little seed and some flour, they received no government assistance. I emphasized in my report that many settlers do get on well with the Dakota. In my report, I made it clear that the Sioux are generally very well disposed towards the settlers, and wherever trouble has arisen, it has, on all occasions, been directly attributable to the settlers. Settlers in general have been spooked by events across the border and, to be honest, dislike to see Indians in possession of desirable locations. The Prime Minister replied, saying the Turtle Mountain Dakota should not be disturbed. But even so, the reserve only lasted 30 years before it was surrendered, in quotation marks. The reserve was too small, 1 square mile with 13 families, to warrant their own Indian agent, and so government bureaucrats couldn't control the assimilation process of Hadamani's people. Eventually, the government paid IR-60 residents $200 each to leave. Some went to Pipestone, and some to Oak Lake. By 1909, only Hadamani and his grandson remained. The government tried to auction the land, but no bids were offered. After a few years, with a tacit understanding that Hadamani and his grandson could come and go as they pleased, it was finally sold, but not forgotten. Turtle Mountain Reserve was adapted from a story in Vantage Points 1. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of stories about the layers of history in Southwest Manitoba. All stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about the Turtle Mountain Surface Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.